welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. According to an annual report released yesterday, South Dakota ranks 18th nationally in overall child well-being. That's according to the Annie E. Casey Foundation's 2015 Kids Count data book. The report compares child well-being in every state based on economics, education, family and community, and health. And while South Dakota ranks in the top 20, neighboring states are doing better. Minnesota is number one, Iowa fourth, and Nebraska comes in at 10. Joining us now to discuss the report is Carol Cochran. She's a project director of South Dakota Kids Count at the University of South Dakota's Beacom School of Business. And Ms. Cochran, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, when we say kids, first of all, what age range are we talking about here?
We're talking about birth through age 18 or sometimes age 21, depending on the program.
And what's the purpose of the yearly Kids Count reports?
Well, this is the 26th edition of the data book, and it really looks at how kids are doing nationally and what policies and programs might lead to improvements in child well-being in the nation.
And where does the data come from? What's used to measure child well-being?
Casey looks at a lot of federal statistical agencies, and what they want to do is get everybody on an equal playing field. So they want to make sure that the data is going to recur year after year, that it's available for all states. And then what they do is that they developed this new database in 2012. And it's really looking at lifespan for children. So again, from birth through high school, past high school, if kids are not in school, perhaps they're working, to really get a good sense of child well-being. These are kind of the major points, I think, in kids' life. And we want to make sure that those are optimized in all states, and especially in South Dakota.
Now, South Dakota ranks 18 this year. How does that compare to recent years?
Since this new database came out, we've ranked 17th, and then 18th, and then 17th, and then 18th.
So kind of hovering in the same
area. Yeah, we're holding our own.
Now, there are four areas that you look at. I mentioned economics, education, family, and community, and health. How do these four areas contribute to a child's well-being? How are they intertwined?
Well, you're looking at economic, you're looking at education, health, and family and community, and you want to make sure all those areas are strong for kids. Parents need to have jobs to support kids in all that they do. They need to be healthy. They need to be educated, and they need to grow up in safe environments, both in the family and in the community.
So if I imagine they have an impact on each other. For example, poverty, if a child's in poverty, that probably affects education, for example.
Correct, as well as health.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go through these four areas and see how South Dakota is doing in the category of economic well-being. South Dakota ranks high at number six, but in a couple of the indicators here, South Dakota actually worsened a little bit.
They did. We dropped out of the top five during the 2015 Kids Count profile. And the two that we worsened in were children in poverty. So we have about 38,000 children. That's almost one in five children are in poverty in the state. And that 38,000 is about the size of Brown County. And that's 4,000 more children than in 2008. The other thing that I was kind of surprised about was that children whose parents lack secure employment, that did increase. It went from 23% up to 25%.
And in the other category, which is an improvement, children living in households with a high housing cost burden, 20%.
Yeah, that dropped a lot. That was 25% in 2008, and now it's down to 20%.
And 3,000 teens or 6% not in school and not working.
Right, and that remained unchanged. And that's good that that is low, I think.
Now, these numbers come from 2013. That's the.
It goes from about 2013. What the foundation does is they look at it over time. So they pick two points in time. So the most current data that they have for this category or this domain would be 2013. And then they go back to 2008 and they compare to see how things are looking.
Now even though South Dakota ranks high in economic well-being at number six, looking at this, for example, 19% children living in poverty nationwide is 22%. Mm-hmm. This looks like that even though South Dakota ranks number six, this still suggests that poverty is a problem, really, looking nationwide. That, you know, being number six just, you know, doesn't look like it's that great when you break it down.
Well, probably other states have a greater percentage of children in poverty. But yeah, it's something, I think that's why looking at this over time, looking at it through a number of years helps us to better pinpoint what we need to do to attack the issue of poverty. It's not going to be one thing, but we want to make sure that we're not falling farther behind, and children in the state aren't falling into poverty if we can provide some programs or policies to help that.
Looking into the category of education, South Dakota ranks at 32, and what are some of the, it looks like in all four, South Dakota has worsened, for example, in children not attending preschool.
Yeah, this was the domain that nationally, education improved nationally for all of the states. South Dakota was an exception to that. So the four indicators that they look at, children not attending preschool, fourth graders not proficient in reading, eighth graders not proficient in math, and high school students not graduating on time, all worsened between the time periods that they have here.
Now, looking at this category, fourth graders not proficient in reading, why is fourth grade an important measure for reading?
Research has shown that you learn to read up to third grade, and after that, you are reading to learn. So it's real important to build that base early on for children, because if you're not learning to read, you're not going to be able to read to learn.
And for eighth grade in math proficiency, why is that an important grade measure?
I think one of the things that employers look for in terms of problem-solving skills are not only if you can understand that verbally, but mathematically as well.
Are you able to draw any correlations here? For example, that 65% children not attending preschool. I mean, does that correlate with reading problems later on?
You know, it could, because again, early on is going to help kids as they move through the different grades. I'm hoping that the governor's Blue Ribbon Task Force on Education will take a look at these numbers and these data, look at these different areas, and see if they can have an impact.
In the category of health, South Dakota ranks 20th, and here on three out of four of the indicators, the state has improved.
Yes, and we've improved in this ranking as well, and nationally, the health domain improved overall as well for children. The only one that we did worse in was the child and teen deaths per 100,000, but I think even though it was worse, it certainly has gotten a lot better over the years. At least for this year, I should say, in 2013. We used to rank 48th, 49th, or 50th on child and teen deaths, and mostly that's because of car crashes. So now I believe we rank 46, and so we're moving that needle up a bit, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Now, the other three indicators were South Dakota improved. What can you tell us about those?
Well, I think low birth weight babies is a good sign, and that's going down. Children without health insurance, that improved 2%. So we have 6% of children without health insurance. And so that means I think children are being able to access it through different programs, either private or public options. And teens who abuse alcohol or drugs, many states had about 5% of their teens who abuse drugs or alcohol, and South Dakota was ranked number one with all of them.
With the low birth weight babies, why is that an important indicator?
I think it's important for prenatal care for kids to have a good start. And so that good start really starts in the womb. So having prenatal vitamins, good nutrition, having a healthy mother, you want to have that baby get off to a good start.
Now, in the fourth category, which is family and community, South Dakota ranks 23rd in the Kids Count data report here. And Carol Cochran, what are the four indicators here, and how did South Dakota do?
Well, we've again been holding our own in family and community. Children living in high poverty areas, while the nation saw an increase in that, we saw a decrease. So we have about 1 in 10 or 10% of our children living in high poverty areas, hoping that that trend continue to decrease. Our teen births per 1,000, that decreased from 39 per 1,000 down to 29 per 1,000. And that's a national statistic, too, that teen births are decreasing. Children and families where the household lacks a high school diploma, that remained unchanged in South Dakota. 15,000 children live in families where a household had lacks a high school diploma. I think the one that I think is concerning that keeps growing every year is children in single-parent families, and we have 33% of children living in single-parent families.
Now, when we compare South Dakota to some of our neighboring states, I mentioned Minnesota, number one, Iowa, Nebraska, both doing better than mm-hmm. South Dakota in the top 10. Why is it that South Dakota is, compared to our neighbors there, quite a bit lower at 18?
I think that's a good question, and that is something that perhaps the state and others may want to look into. Again, I think we certainly aren't getting any worse, but I certainly would like to see that needle move and have our ranking go up and certainly not down. There's a lot that goes into this. It's policies. It's a lot of funding. But South Dakota, I think, with what we do, we make use of everything that we have. We can look at best practices that those other states have, bordering states and others, and see if we could try to replicate some things or tweak it so that it would work for South Dakota. At least this begins the conversation, and I think that's important.
In doing the comparison, is it important that when we compare ourselves to other states that we look at our neighboring states more than, say, some of the southern states or maybe New England or other parts of the country?
I think our bordering states are more like us than other states that are farther away or in the south. So I think that gives us a good measure to see how we're faring. A lot of people share the same ethnicity in our bordering states.
What happens now that this report came out yesterday? We've got the figures, and there's more details to this than what we've had time to cover here on Dakota Midday. What happens with these numbers? What happens with the Kids Count data book?
Well, again, it's distributed broadly in South Dakota, not only to advocates and others interested in this, but the governor's and the state legislature. And hopefully they will take a look at it and see where, again, they can impact on these areas, especially the domain of education. Because I think it is at least a snapshot in time. There are some things that we could do to try to tweak our policies and procedures to make them more effective and responsive to kids and children in the family, kids and families in the state.
Now, you mentioned this is a snapshot in time. Mm-hmm. The numbers here, a couple of years old now. Looking ahead, do you think there's anything that's happened in South Dakota in the last couple of years that maybe might have changed these numbers, or is that something we can't really tell until the next book comes out?
Well, I think for the economic well-being, teens not in school and not working, when we passed the law that you had to stay in school until age 18, I think we saw that number go down from a higher percentage down to 6%. Child and teen deaths per 100,000, that has improved. And I think that's because of the Teen Driving Task Force, the four recommendations that the task force had. And a couple of those recommendations have been passed by the state legislature. We certainly could do more on that to see if those deaths could be reduced.
Well, we've got about a minute left here. Briefly, this is a report that is a nationwide report comparing states nationwide, and quickly, there's another report that comes out that is based on state statistics, and that comes out later.
Right. Kids Count looks not only nationally at child well-being, but each state has a Kids Count project in their state. So for South Dakota, we also compile a South Dakota Kids Count Factbook that looks at data across time for all 66 counties as well as statewide. And that comes out every January right before the state legislative session.
And that serves as something of a complement to this?
Right. So this is all statewide. At least with a South Dakota Kids Count Factbook, you're going to get a lot of county data as well.
Well, Carol Cochran, thank you so much for coming up to our studios and joining us here on Dakota Midday.
Thanks for having me, Carl.